Hey y'all. So yesterday had probably some of the best conversations I've had in a very long time, and that's not to say anything about people that I've spoken to before or recently. That's not a reflection on you, because you know people catch feelings these days. But yesterday, man, solid conversations with solid people, right? From different fields, from all walks of life, with different outlooks on life. But the one thing that I kind of found to be a common denominator was that conversation happened in a place that I'd never been to before, right? The setting, I'm talking about the physical location. But it kind of triggered a thought about, if you take a look at anybody that's done anything noteworthy, I'm talking about something that has impacted not only their lives, but has impacted the lives of many around them, right? Be it worldwide, be it at local level, international, they all had to leave their immediate surroundings, their immediate mindset, their immediate, or what they had been taught was the way to think, the way to view life, or the, you know, or where they found themselves. From the biggest game changer of life, right? God's son had to leave his hometown to go get started, whatever he had to do. You look at anybody that's done anything that's not worthy, they've had to leave their immediate surroundings. You have to leave home at some point, because it starts to dawn on you that there are things that you want for your life that may not necessarily line up with the constitution of home, right? Parents are amazing. We love our parents. They're amazing people, but you may find yourself wanting to define your life in a manner that goes against their constitution, right? Their way that they see things, the way that they want to do things. And I think it's an important thing. We all need to do that. For you to define yourself according to your rules, to your constitution. Because as a person, you can't live according to, I don't want to call it dogma, but according to the outlook of those who came before you. They're great as a reference point, but you may just find that your life is cut out for something completely different. And the software that you were given, or that was pre-installed at the time when you were born into this life, when you were born into this planet, may not necessarily carry you to where you need to go. That's why we have updates. That's how our devices have updates, because they need to do new and different things, right? New and better things than the models before that. So it makes absolute sense why you would need to change location, mindset, outlook, right? And yesterday, man, I was so blessed to be in that room and just listen to people speak from different perspectives in life. But that required me to be in a different location. There is something to be said about changing your immediate surroundings. Some of you are sitting in small towns with big dreams, and that's why you're not getting wherever that is that you need to get to. Or the fact that you may be sitting in a circle of friends that are not necessarily a circle, they are more like a cell, right? You're the bird trying to fly, but there's no way you're going to be able to fly when everybody in that group keeps plucking out your wings. Never going to happen. Doesn't make sense. At some point, you're going to need to evaluate, am I in a circle or am I in a cell? Because I need to be in a circle so that we all move forward, right? We all roll forward. I can't be in a circle with a bunch of squares, because life is not going to happen for you if you find yourself in such a setting. So it was really cool just to take note of that a change of environment is not just a nice to have, or maybe it's necessary for us to change or to become the person that we want to become. You can't be reading the same things you've been reading for the last 5 years. That means you're repeating the same software and running the same software in your head the entire time. You can't be subscribing to the same conversations over and over and over. You need to grow as a human being. I think one of the fundamental needs of humanity is the need to feel like you're growing, like you're making some sort of progress with your life. Because I definitely am one of those people. I am dead scared of monotony. Like, the idea of doing the same thing over and over scares, you know, like, it scares the life out of me. I almost said something else, and I remember there's so many people that are gonna watch this, but whatever. I'm changing that too, right? Because I was born into a family that's highly conservative, has to be mindful of how we speak and present ourselves, because we're in the public eye, right? We're not big or presidential or anything, but it was just life, right? But I'm learning how to define life for myself. What doesn't Dando want? who doesn't Dando want to be? Because at some point, up until a certain point, I had to be the Dando that my parents wanted me to be, right? Then comes a time where you need to make the transition from who you were hoped to be, like by your parents, by your, you know, be it whoever that is influential in your life at that time. You're going to need to make the switch where you go, who do I want to be? I think a lot of us are unhappy with life because we're living according to somebody else's script and we just don't fit in that script. The script is too tight. It's too unimaginative. It's too restricted. It's too muted. And a lot of us are loud and vibrant and massive, and we come from surroundings that may not necessarily support that. Change your location. Change your mind. Change your outlook. Change your mindset. You'd be amazed at the things that happen, or the opportunities that come your way when you decide to change your location. Just a thought.